Yeah, well, the phrase from Philippians 2:10. I'm going to read it for you so everyone's on the same page here. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on the earth and under the earth. Now, does that raise a question, you know, where is under the earth? Well, it's a reference to the dead and the spiritual realm, the underworld of Satan who rejected our Lord outright. And that one day, even those who have rejected God are going to have to stand and bend the knee. You know, they're going to have to come face to face and they're going to have no say about it. They're going to be compelled to their knees to recognize that God is God and that he is Lord of all, King of kings, Lord of lords, and that he reigns.
Mm.
And it's as simple as that. So this under the earth reference is to anyone, you know, whether it's a demon or a person who has died and, you know, not believed in Christ, all those people, you know, they're the ones who are going to have to stand before him one day and, you know, through their teeth have to say, you are Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not going to like it, but they're going to have no choice but to say you are King of kings and Lord of lords.